Hey, Mossy.
Morning, boys.
Good to see you, mate. We're
great
just watching
here.
The progress of this Liverpool Man U game. 0-0 still.
My spies tell me that Liverpool weathered an early storm. Mm-hmm. So let's hope they come home with a wet sail.
Mm. It hasn't been a great, exciting game so far. And that's a bit of a problem because it's not on Fox anymore. We normally have it up following blow by blow.
I was tuning into the radio coverage earlier, but I find that hard with massive games like that. I need to see it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the way it is at the moment, and we just will keep everyone up to date with how that actually pulls out. Mate, I've tweeted out this morning at Big Sports Brekkie, I like what I'm hearing from Greg O'Rourke, the new boss of the A-League. Ray Gatt's got an article in the Oz this morning about a memo that went out to the club saying, look, let's cash in on this really good feeling about the A-League after round number one. Let's try and cut out the simulation and let's cut out the time wasting. Happy days.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in some ways, FFA have generated their own wave pool this season to start the season with two derbies and this weekend's the Adelaide-Melbourne victory game, which is a traditional grudge match. So they've created that momentum, which we needed because it was a whimper. The season started with a whimper last season. It just wasn't good enough. Mm. I couldn't agree more with Greg O'Rourke. He's very, very good operator,
is he,
by the
yeah.
way.
Well, yeah, that's a good sign because that's just being proactive. You know?
Used to run Football New South Wales, long history in the corporate game, and he's got the top job at FFA now to run the A-League. And they're good noises because we all, those in the game, those outside the game, hate simulation and hate time-wasting. So some very, very positive signs. But David Gallop's been very bullish about this new TV deal, and he has to be because he's got to be aggressive. He's got to cash in on the success of the game. Crowds up 33% after two rounds, 50,000 more supporters, up 44% in TV ratings. So all the signs and all the metrics, as they like to say, are very positive. But until you see those figures on a contract for a new TV deal, anything's possible.
And they'll cash in on having Timmy in the league, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If he's playing the way he started, that's awesome.
So that's a golden moment. I mean, that moment there on Saturday night alone could drive the next TV deal, to
another
level.
Get any better.
No.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Talk about the ingredients for the main dish. I mean, that was brilliant.
Honesty test here, mate. When does junior registration fee stop funding the game at the elite level?
TK,
I mean, because we've all paid them throughout the years with our kids.
Yeah, mate, I heard you earlier this morning and I couldn't agree more. It's a bugbear of mine because I've been a youth development coach at grassroots level, junior representative level, and then obviously went to the senior level with the A-League. But while you've got kids, I mean, I've got two kids.
Yeah.
It costs me $500
a
year.
Well, it's cheap. My kids, they just play everything. But the most expensive registration fees I've ever paid across all the different sports have been soccer.
Yeah, that's right. But if your kids go to representative level,
it's horrendous.
$2,000 to $3,000 to $4,000 a year.
Yeah.
So that's very divisive because if parents can't afford that, then the kid, doesn't matter how good they are, they don't get the chance. So I couldn't agree more that the money needs to funnel down, not up. It really does. It's got to come from the top down. And until we get to that point, we're going to miss out on a lot of talent. We've got the greatest participation rates of any sport. We know that, but we can't rest on that laurel. We've got to make the game better while it's stronger.
Yeah. Mate, one flare went off on the weekend, so we're getting there. I think we're slowly learning.
I think the most positive thing, Slats, was that the crowd dobbed him in to the authorities. Now, that's a big step forward. And I think David Gallop came out and said that yesterday. But, you know, while these idiots are part of our crowd, and they're not football supporters, they're just trying to, make a name for themselves. And I hope the heavy hand of the law comes down on this guy, but it's just got to stop, full stop, because it's illegal, not just in football games, it's illegal by Australian law.
Mate, Sydney FC undefeated, 2-4-goal victories to nil, by the way. We'll play the FFA Cup semi-final now against the Canberra Olympic side tomorrow night. Any hope? I mean,
I commentated the last game, Canberra Olympic against Green Gully down there. It's a magnificent occasion. Like, the whole of ACT just comes out in support of this one
good
club
stuff.
And it's a massive night for them. With Sydney FC, the juggernaut, coming down there, this is a chance to really put Canberra on the map again. They've got the Mariners playing two A-League games down there this season. So slowly but surely they're making inroads to the top level. But Sydney FC should do this one comfortably. But you never know. Green Gully had probably 99% possession in the last game, and Canberra Olympic nicked a penalty in the 95th minute.
They're $9 if you like them. Canberra at tab.com.au.
I wouldn't give them no chance. They've got a couple of players, Catenach and Bernabeu, are two players that can score goals. There's no doubt about it. So if they get half a chance, Sydney are going to really have to be on their game to make sure they nullify the threat.
Well, plenty of other games that we can get through throughout the week, mate. Thank you very much for this morning.
Pleasure, guys. See
Good on you. Phil Moss.